This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good choice this morning, Sean. Eric Clapton.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I mentioned Ken and I are going to see Eric Clapton. I believe that was the song that got Ken into Eric Clapton as an artist. Yeah. Back when Ken was on the gas.
Oh.
I can't tell. Is he telling you to do cocaine or telling you to avoid cocaine?
I believe that the woman, it's an analogy. Is that the word? Where cocaine is like a woman. Like you're addicted.
Well, the woman is a drug. I got you.
I think. I don't portend to speak for Eric Clapton, Shime.
Yeah, I never asked. Yeah. I never ask that of you.
But if you want to get down on the ground. Pink cocaine on a boat in Miami.
I learned something new. I had no idea pink cocaine. I just learned
either.
Something new. So and they call it and they
cocaine
and the kids
very
are calling,
dangerous.
Calling it Tootsie.
Yeah.
The leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Let love bloom in a brand new 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruOfNewEngland.com. Hello, Shime.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. This Red Sox team, man, I don't really get it. This stat courtesy of Gordo, who's one of the hosts on the Playtesty pod. Sox have been walked off now in 4 of their last 5, 6 of their last 11 road games. They got walked off 5 times all of last season. That's insane. We're not even at the halfway point in the season, and you can't seem to figure it out. And the crazier thing is that Aroldis Chapman, the guy who would be closing games, is pitching awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
So I don't understand how you're finding yourself in these situations where Chapman comes in, gives you a shutdown inning in a tight
and
game.
And then he's done.
Yeah, and then then you got to pull him. Well, I get
he has the gas to go for another inning.
But, like, even the fact that you can then, he comes out, you get a lead, and you can't just simply hold the lead for a half an inning is insane to me. And that I think that's one of the biggest problems here. And it's a lot of it is on the strength of the bullpen, and a lot of it is on Alex Cora's management of the bullpen. And I don't understand how they have found themselves losing in so many close games like this if it's not just the manager is terrible at managing late-game situations. It's like the only explanation I can have at this point, other than, I guess, blaming the fact that the bullpen hasn't been great. But at moments, the bullpen is great. And so I don't understand where the disconnect is.
Also, a lot of it is on the errors. And I get it. Like, it's the argument is going to be it's a young team, and you got guys like Christian Campbell who are obviously gonna make a mental error here or there and try to get that runner out going home as opposed to turning the double play. You got somebody like Sogard who is not going to play first base the way you want him to play first base. So he's going to go for that ball as opposed to letting that Christian Campbell get that ball yesterday and completely cluster effing that. But I like, how long can you use the excuse that it's a young team?
Yeah.
I mean, you had Abreu had an error yesterday,
right?
Rafaela had a mental error running the bases. Yeah, I mean, it's just they stink.
Yeah. And I don't mind the Rafaela one. I would rather you Connor Wong to be more aggressive. Like, if you know maybe you can't get runs and you have an opportunity like that, and, you know, be aggressive on the base pads. I don't mind that, and because you're struggling to score runs. So, and now what you're supposed to do, that's what I'm going to ask Breslow today. Like, when you're struggling to score and maybe hold leads, don't you want to be a little bit more aggressive so you have more opportunities to potentially score runs? I mean, you were able to score a run the other day because was aggressive on the base pads and came home on a wild pitch that, you know, some people might have said, oh, don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I it doesn't seem to be working. You can do the what if game mm-hmm. all the time. It's not working for them.
No.
But
you make a good point, and I think it's something we, you know, asked Breslow today, like, why can't Chapman go one more inning? Why do you take Bale out when he looks like he still can go? Like that. That's the question. Like, why can't you give them another inning? Like, I don't really get that. You brought that up about Chapman. Like, why wouldn't you give him, like, one more inning or at least one or two batters to see where he is? And then if you got to make the change, make the change.
Yeah. All right, Shine. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Jackson-esque lead for me today. Just a quick bitch about the airline industry. I looked it up. $100 billion, roughly, in the last 25 years has been spent in taxpayer money to bail out the airlines. At each turn, they pocket the money, use it for their stock options, and then punish us, those that are paying them that money. I spent over an hour on the phone yesterday. I got an email from the airline that said, your flight has changed. Click here. I had already had three seats, paid $200 plus each per seat to get a little better leg room. That was all gone. I had to reapply for my seats after paying ungodly amounts of money. Huh. I keep getting told by the woman on the other end of the line, mahalo, everything's okay. She had never met anybody like me. So for an hour, she puts me on hold, probably to go have a sandwich, comes back and says, up, can't find anything. Finally, up, it showed up. And all they're trying to do is punish you knowing that the consumer doesn't have time because they actually have a life or things to do. And then they force you to pay for things you've already paid for, which from where I come from is theft. So just the next time you're like, do I want to fight it? I beg of you, fight it. Find someone that can sit on hold because I am done getting kicked in the nuts by these airlines that have effed us at every turn. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm. Oh. Yeah, well said, Curtis.
Good job.
Airlines will get you.
It could be worse. You know where I spent an hour yesterday? Home Goods.
Ooh.
Have you ever been to Home Goods?
One of the best places on
Earth. One of the best places in the world?
Yeah.
It's an absolute money suck.
I could just
Who
stroll.
Needs 87 different baskets to keep your toiletries in?
Yeah.
Who needs...
Get a good set of knives over there.
Yeah.
The only thing better is glasses. The container store. Two places together.
God, you cannot get out of that place without spending a small fortune.
Yeah. Like, that is exact... Like, the difference between men and women can be found at the visceral reaction to the container store.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But the containers just got containers. At least Home Goods has, like you said, toiletries where you can, you know, you want to do your bathroom up. Which, like Shime said, you can get some plates, some... knives and forks and all types of stuff.
Never again. All right, we will get to the rest of the leads next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.